thesis of the question is the school board currently, in some cases, has a reputation for being fractious and at times divided. And at least in the opinion of the question writer, this has not always been in the interest of good public policy. Again, assuming that you agree with that statement, what do you believe are the sources of the discord or the disagreement, the division on the board? And how do these different philosophies on the board relate to issues affecting students from minority communities? And again, assuming that whatever this represents is something negative in terms of a lack of civility, a lack of ability to work with each other, how would you work to reverse this trend? Let's see. Let me start actually this time with Maya Cole from seat one.
Thanks, John.
I apologize. Before I do, just one other thing perhaps you can address, and we will give you a little bit longer to talk about this, maybe 3 minutes on this one. The other thing, too, is that of the four of you sitting at the table, I think I know that you're combining efforts in some ways, Maya and Lucy, Arlene and Juan, and correct me if I'm wrong about that. But, again, some of the reasons why you've aligned yourself with each other's candidates as well. So, again, we're just trying to kind of understand. I think in the past, you know, it used to be pretty easy. There were the really conservative people and the really liberal people and not a whole lot in between. So if you all can help us educate us on what some of these differences are. Thanks.
Can we have those as two separate questions? Because I think they're not
– Sure.
They're really different questions.
Sure. And I'm sorry, you're wanting to differentiate between
– Between how you would solve fractiousness on the board and – why we've aligned the way we have.
Okay, I think that's a very helpful suggestion. So let's start with the fractiousness on the board and what would you do to change that if you believe that that's not a good dynamic. We'll start with Maya Cole from seat one, please.
Well, I think I originally got into the school board race. One of the reasons was that I did attend a lot of school board meetings, and it became pretty evident that it was like a boat without a rudder. There was a lot of pontificating, and I guess I feel very strongly that boards need to get the business done at hand. We have limited resources. We have limited time, and I think it's more efficient when you have an agenda and you stick to it and you have time limits. So one thing I would do is buy everybody a timer. And I'm serious, so that we can.
Laura, you doing anything on Monday nights?
Yeah. Maybe Laura can come over, and she'll have to nudge a lot of people. I think it's helpful because we need to get to a point in this community where our school board makes sense to folks. I think that having board meetings that run 5 to 6 hours, whether you have the stamina to stay there or not, is not the issue. The issue is that we have parents that want to come to these board meetings, and when you put parent input at one point, they put it at the end of the meeting. You can't expect parents of young kids or other citizens to stay at a board meeting till 10:30 or so. The other thing that I think has happened is that as a voter, I think voters need to vote on the issues, and I think I've been very clear on what my issues are. I want a transparent budget. I want a budget that everyone understands. I don't think that that's that hard to achieve. It's achieved in other school districts. I want school board members to all go through some sort of training on how to be a good school board member. And if that sounds, pie in the sky or too conservative, I say go look at the state of Minnesota, where they actually mandate it to have every school board member in the state know about public financing, specifically school board budgets. Why do we need that? Because we need to have some sort of accountability and common sense on this school board. I also think that I have a perspective that a lot of people here don't have. I alluded to the zookeeping, and now I have zookeeping in a different way, which is that I have 3 young boys. I wake up in the morning, and I deal with conflict and strife on a daily basis. What I see on the school board is nothing compared to my daily life. I have worked actively in the community as an activist against concealed carry. I know what it's like to walk up to somebody that wants to carry a weapon and have a candid conversation with them. So I'm not afraid to have conflict or tension, and I think that that's what we're seeing right now is a board that doesn't want to have that, but it ends up coming out anyway.
Okay. because these two issues, we want to separate them out, but they are kind of connected. Actually, Maya, I want to come back to you again, and we're going to ask them this way. And again, the second part of this being, in terms of the alignment of the candidacies, why are, in your case, you and Lucy aligned and working together? What are the commonalities that bind you?
And just for clarification here, John, is this a two-minute question or a three-minute question?
Let's make this one a two-minute question, if we could, please.
Well, I'm not going to speak for Lucy, but I will speak for myself. I want to make that clear. When I started on this journey, I talked to many teachers and principals and my kids and my husband, and I wanted to do something where I could dedicate a large majority of my time to the good of the community. I'm a community activist, and I'm a volunteer. I'm the worker bee, as they say. Why is this aligned like this? Simply because I got into a situation that I did not realize was such a hornet's nest. I actually chose two people. It was just a practical number to go talk to. I decided to that were on the school board. So I went to the person that I thought would be the least aligned with me, the person that would be the most contentious and disagree with me the most, and that was Ruth Robarts. And then I also went and talked to Lori Kubza, because she had been on the least amount of time, and I wanted to get a perspective of what could be the worst that could happen, and also, can I affect change? And because I did that situation, because I went and did that, I became trying to think of the words. I've been told that I'm a conservative, that I don't care about kids. I think, you know, the easiest way to do this is to go and look at the MTI mail piece. Go look at the other side, at the personal attacks. Lucy and I are doing this for many reasons. We are working together because we want to work together with people.
And I apologize if you could just... We'll have another chance for you to elaborate, but we need to cut you off for now.
Sure.
Thank you. Arlene Silvera, again, we'll start with that kind of that first question about the notion that there may be some division on the board, and if you could characterize where you think the sources of that are, and then what you think some action might be to reverse that trend.
And just to make this formal, these are two minute questions.
Right. In consistency, first part 3 minutes, second part 2 minutes. The second part, as you heard, was there you go, to also discuss again, where you fit into, if you do align yourself, say, with Juan's candidacy or the existing board members. So, but let's start with that first one, if we could. Are we confusing you totally?
No, I'm with you, John.
Okay, thanks, Arlene.
I have 5 minutes for this, right? No. Okay, yes, the board is fractious. You can look at the board meetings on TV, and you will see that. It's unfortunate, it's very sad, and it's not only hurting closing of the achievement gap, it's hurting all of the children in the Madison Metropolitan School District. Point blank, not good. I think many people on there are board members that have forgotten what I think the goal of the board is, and that is to think about the children and make decisions that benefit the district and the children. I think people are digging in their heels for their own political causes, and it isn't working. How can that be changed? Well, on a daily basis, I do project management at work, so I have a lot of project management skills. It means pulling together diverse groups of people. But I think we have to have, with some board members, a look-in-the-mirror type session. I've gone back and talked with a number of past board members who are very effective on the board. And the key things are respect. I think when you go to a board meeting, you have to have respect. The second thing is, when you go to a board meeting, I think your colleagues have to understand that you're coming in with an open mind. So if you come in thinking you're going to vote one way, other people can change your mind if they bring in information, data, whatever the case may be. I think it has to be cordial, and I think you have to try to keep the... the children at the forefront of the decision-making. And there's a lot of, I won't get into project management skill type things, but there's a lot of ways to help do that, and that's something that I would be committed to attempting to do.
Okay, and I guess the second part again, is there in fact, do you see yourselves as allied in terms of running together?
I'm an independent candidate.
Okay.
an independent person, contrary to what you'll hear. But no one here who calls me otherwise even knows how I would vote on any of the past issues, so they're just kind of a little hearsay on the street. Yes, I am endorsed by 5 members of the board, and I'm very proud of it. Thank you. I've worked with them over the past years on referenda, on Leopold, on a number of things, and I've earned their respect. And I, again, am very proud of that. People call me status quo. Guess what? Go back and look at the voting records of the past 3 to 4 months. There is no consistency in the voting records. There is no status quo in how the board votes. I may vote with Lori Cubsa more than I would vote with Bill Keyes. Does that make me status quo or not? I still don't understand what the status quo is, because there is no status quo pattern. Juan and I are not doing joint campaigning together. I am supporting Juan because I believe in him. I believe that he has the best intentions for the children. I like his positive approach. We do have a good school district. We build from our strengths. I appreciate what he has done. He has been helpful to my family. He's been helpful to my schools, and that is why I am supporting him. Thank you.
Okay. Lucy Mathiak from C2. Do you need me to set it up again, or do you
I think I've got it 2-2, right?
Okay, yeah, you got it. Or 3-2, actually.
I may be over 50, but I've still got some memory left.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. The fractious behavior on the school board, I think, is something that I've been concerned about for some time, because I believe that, you know, it's interesting to be a parent of high school kids and middle school kids and watch behavior on the board that would not be acceptable in most of our classrooms. Similarly, there are behaviors that I don't have the luxury of doing in my place of employment because they would be considered to be verbally abusive. And, you know, it's the sort of thing that I don't have the luxury of doing. What I found in situations where there is what I believe to be verbal bullying is that it makes it very, very hard to stay focused on why you're there and what it is you're trying to achieve. So when we have a board where members feel pretty free to unleash on each other for longer than the people in the audience have to speak to the board, and the president of the board does not intervene or call the question or whatever might happen to restore some sense of order and decorum, I think that's a problem, and I think it speaks volumes to why you can have a 5-hour meeting with not a lot getting done. And by this, I mean, I know people are going to say, oh, this doesn't happen. Well, it does. And in fact, if you go back and you look at the newspapers from the last few years, you can find plenty of examples where it's been reported, including a 10-minute speech that Mr. Lopez unleashed on Ruth Robarts in September 2004, where he yelled at her for around 10 minutes, I believe, and was pounding his fist on the table and then yelled at somebody in the audience who was there videotaping it. That's not how you run a board meeting. That's not how you get stuff done.
You're perhaps running with the whole both questions, but anyway, we're about the 3-minute mark now.
You needed to tell me a little bit before the 2-minute mark.
There you go.
Okay, so I think that some leadership by example and some restoration of decorum would go a very long way towards getting the board productive again. Why am I cooperating with Maya Cole? It's really simple. We don't have MTI's endorsement. We don't have the South Central Federation of Labor sewn up. We need to work with volunteers as best we can, and if we can pool our efforts to go farther, I think that says a lot about our personalities and our willingness to cooperate to achieve our means. We may not always disagree. In fact, I think we disagree on some issues around discipline and police in the schools, but we're able to work together because we're independent thinkers who respect each other.
Okay. Thank you. Again, that was Lucy Mathiak from C2. Juan Jose Lopez, your thoughts on this?
First of all, I got to thank the 3 women for running as well, because it's important when you run with a fraternity of the school board. That's a very important role in this community. And people can criticize and be very candid about that Ms. Robarts or Cubsa or Keyes or Winston or Schwa, Vang or Lopez. But you know what? At the end of the day, we may not agree, but we respect the institution of the school board, and we respect each other even though we don't agree. Let's make that very clear. But what Lucy forgot to mention in all her comments here is that when she was on the committee with Ms. Robarts, she filed a complaint against me because I made a comment about Oliver Kiefer's father, who happens to be a staff person, and I was just joking. And she filed a complaint with our attorney. So she forgot to mention that when you're talking about decorum and getting along with each other, we are all elected individually. We're elected individually. And we all have our interest on the board. And yes, you know what? 8 to 9 times out of 10, Ms. Cubsa, Mr. Vang, Mr. Winston, Ms. Robarts, Ms. Karstensen, Mr. Keyes, and I vote the same way. Okay? Do we approach it differently? Definitely. Do we agree or disagree? Of course we do. But the fractiousness that happens is that people want to gain control. You know what? I was president. I don't want to control anything anymore. That I've been there and done that. I want to be on the school board because I want to put kids first and not talk about it because I act on it. There's a difference. I act on it. And it's very easy to say, I've gone to meetings, I've gone to events and so forth. Well, I've not only gone to events and meetings and so forth, I've acted on stuff that we've gotten results. On the second part of the question, you know what? Lucy supported me in the past. I know because I've talked to her at a number of different places. And you know what? I looked at Maya's record. Again, a lot of guts for her to be able to say, I'm going against the gun ban because I'm against it too because it hurts kids. But during the long-range planning meetings that we had, many, many meetings, I was very impressed with the involvement of Arlene Silvera. I'm not going to ever send out a flyer, say, you know, vote for Arlene and vote for me. Will I encourage people to vote for Arlene? Definitely. I respect her. I admire her for her work. But if Lucy was on the other, not running against me, maybe I'll do that as well. But I'm not here to say, vote for Juan Lopez and Maya Cole or Arlene Silvera or Lucy. Vote for Juan Lopez because I've proven what I can do as a school board member. And the fractiousness has to stop because when we're trying to vie for control, you know, then you align yourself with groups that are totally, you know, all of us went, by the way, to MTI, to the South Central Federation of Labor. All of us went. We had an opportunity to answer all the questions, and then they made a determination. I have not always gotten their endorsement, and I have the other groups that I went to that I didn't get their endorsement, but then I didn't go and align myself with other groups that don't support public education. I'm a product of it, and I'm going to support groups that support public education.
Okay, again, that was...